There's approximately 1,000 suckler farmers in Donegal that have applied to be part of the SCEP. But of that 1,000, we still estimate there's probably about 400 or so that are still yet to be SBLAS certified, so still yet to go through our process. So I suppose we're just putting the call out now and trying to make farmers aware that they just need to get their application in ASAP to Bord Bia, as it can take anything up to 3 months from date of application to becoming certified. And the cut-off point based on the department is October 16th, so they need to be certified with us. That is, have an audit conducted and gone through the certification process by the October 16th. So we're just trying to get farmers and make them more aware that they need to act now just to ensure that they have everything under above board by that October 16th date.
And effectively, if they're not, they're ruled out of the scheme and won't be able to benefit.
That's it exactly. Yeah, that's it exactly. And then they'll be locked out, and then obviously they won't be eligible for the payment. So, as most suckler farmers know, any payment or any top up or grant they can get is crucial. So to be ruling themselves out of this money due to missing this requirement is very important. Farmers make sure that they're not putting themselves in that position.
A lot of people will look at this and say, "Oh my God, more bureaucracy, and how much is this going to cost me?"
Yeah, well, I suppose on 2 points, that I suppose there is no cost of doing the Bord Bia audit. It's funded by the state, so the taxpayer themselves is paying, as the farmer's already paying for it. In relation to, yes, I suppose there's a lot of people afraid of the actual audit process and what they have to go through to become Bord Bia approved. But I suppose the thing is, an awful lot of farmers are doing what we look for already without realising it. So I say over 95% of what we look for farmers will be doing already is part of their legal requirements for cross compliance and other inspections. And also there's an important fact that there's no such thing as a fail on the day with the Bord Bia audit. So if there's a non-compliance raised on the day, the farmer gets a period of time to rectify that and sort it out and become certified. So there's no such thing as a fail on the day. Well over 90% of our audits actually pass on the day, but that small percentage that actually there is an issue, they actually have a period of time to sort it out and rectify it. So there's no such thing. So once a farmer gets the audit conducted, and if a non-compliance is raised, they have that period to close it out, they will become certified. So it takes a bit away of that fear that farmers think it has to be right on the day, or you know, everything above board. There is a process there that if there is something noted on the day, and like you said, this is only a small percentage of actual audits that take place. There is something rectified, there's something to be rectified, they have that period to close it out. So it's just the main thing for farmers is to get that application in and get the head of the queue so that they can take an audit. And again, the audit can be, it's scheduled at a time of day that suits both the farmer and the auditor, so it's not a thing of the auditor just ringing up the farmer and saying, "I'm coming out in 48 hours or I'm coming out this, you know, on a certain day." It's a time of day that suits the two of them, so that as well helps.